KASU News. I'm Brandon Tabor. Pocahontas is a small city with a population of just over 6,700 residents. In this small city is a small white building tucked in a small neighborhood on the other side of the Black River. Even though the small white building is in this small community, it has a big story to tell. The best person to tell the story is Pat Johnson.
As you can see, this part here is older than that section over there. That's because this was the one-room school room here.
Johnson is an African-American woman who grew up in Pocahontas, a city where just about 1% of the population is Black. She remembers this white building so well because she went to school in this building from 1st to 8th grade in the time of segregation. The building, known as the Pocahontas Colored School, served as a school for Black children. The building was also St. Mary's African Methodist Episcopal Church, a place of worship for the African-Americans in the area since 1919. While giving a tour of the building, Johnson points at the wooden floor with faded red numbers painted on it. She recounts an event that her class had with her teacher, Miss Eddie Mae Heron.
This is how we know that this is the original floor, because Mrs. Eddie Mae would have family gatherings and she would have cake walks and she would have the children to paint numbers on the floor. And our families, our mothers would bake cakes and then we would come here and we would have these cakewalks and walk on these numbers.
After the passing of civil rights legislation in 1960 and the desegregation of many schools across the nation, Johnson said the building underwent many transformations, from a Head Start to a senior center. The African-American community in Pocahontas worked hard year after year to bring life to the old one-classroom building. In 2000, the building was about to go out of operation again due to expensive maintenance costs, until one of Heron's former students, Pat Johnson, decided to organize a board of community leaders to turn the building into the Eddie Mae Heron Center and Museum. The Pocahontas City Council approved $35,000 to be used in helping to turn the schoolhouse into a historic museum. As they were working to turn the schoolhouse into a museum, Johnson recounts how she felt when she saw the numbers on the floor.
When they turned the school into a Head Start, they put a subfloor in over this floor, and that preserved our numbers. So when we took that subfloor and up, there they were. There's number 5, number 7. That was very touching to me.
The Eddie Mae Heron Museum holds over 200 years worth of artifacts reflecting African American history in Randolph County. Johnson says people will donate artifacts that may be of interest to the museum. One artifact was an authentic Coloreds Only sign, which hung over the museum's public use bathrooms as a demonstration of how things were in the time of segregation.
One of the students found it in St. Louis at a consignment store. And she brought it the very first day that we opened up, and we hung it there. And you'd be surprised of many people that won't go in these bathrooms.
Johnson says the museum gets visitors from both in and out of state who come for a tour and engage in the activities the center conducts. She says in 2015, the center had about 1,500 visitors.
We get a lot of out-of-state visitors, and we think that it's because of our website. And then we have a lot of activities here. Just like this past weekend, we had the hog butchering. We had people here from Illinois, from St. Louis, you know, people that come in, and some of them were people that used to live here, or their families lived here.
The theme, looking back to see more clearly, was mentioned many times during the tour. Johnson says Black River Technical College professor Dr. Jan Ziegler came up with the theme. Ziegler also serves on the museum's board of directors. Johnson also credits Black River Tech for their support of the museum.
Black River Technical College is very, very instrumental in helping the Eddie Mae Heron Center. They really support us a lot.
During the tour with Johnson, a group of women started coming into the building, preparing for their monthly meeting.
These are little ladies they call the working women, and they come here, and sometimes they will make lap throws for the people at the nursing home, or some of them will quilt. They feel comfortable coming here, and we're so glad that they do.
Johnson says the Pocahontas Working Women's Club is just one of the various organizations who utilize the museum for meetings and other community activities. She says the museum also serves as a community center for the city. After the working women had their meeting, they sat around playing a game of bingo and drinking coffee Johnson prepared for them. Between rounds, I asked them about the impact the center had on the community.
A lot of support from the community.
Yeah.
they all appreciate what Pat's done, because that is part of history. And in this, when you study this era, this area, geographic area, you come to realize that it's very much part of the Civil War. And I mean, right downtown there was a general captured. Right downtown Pocahontas.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So there's quite a history here.
That's Working Women's Club member Barbara Grimsby. She said the center has started a dialogue which people could see a different side to historical events. Grimsby described the experience her late 99-year-old father had when he first visited the museum.
The first time he came here, he could look back and remember these, a lot of the stuff that had happened in history. And it's very educational, and it opened his eyes up to, you know, another side. So, I think it's very beneficial for everybody.
Since the museum has been open, Johnson says the center has helped with bringing the community together.
I think the one thing that has made me the happiest is that people that did not even know this building existed and lived in this town, they have been here and come regular now. We sit down, we eat meals together, we visit together, and I think that's the most important part, is communicating and just having fellowship.
A full list of events and more information on the Eddie Mae Heron Center can be found on their website at heroncenter.org. From Pocahontas, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.